But talking about that bath, that private bath, my mother and daddy always took care of the preachers. We had churches, two churches, the Baptist church and the Methodist church. My father was a Baptist, my mother was a Methodist.
I knew there was something good about you.
Yes, that was my mother being a Methodist. That Tricia's talking about me being good because my mother was a Methodist. And I'll have to say that was a great part about it. And we always took care of the preachers. And I never will forget the Bishop DeZell. He was a bishop then at the Methodist conference at that time. So he came down and he brought Brother Sutherland, who was one of his right-hand men, and he later became a bishop himself. And that's Duke Sutherland's daddy, who works for Central Paper Company now. I'm not with Central Paper, with Charlie Hooker's outfit, Mississippi Stationery Company. Duke's father came with Bishop DeZell, and they came down for a quarterly conference. Well, they got there Friday afternoon, was going to have the quarterly conference Saturday morning at the Methodist Church, and they were going to go bird hunting with Papa that Saturday afternoon. They always did that, you know, Baptists and the Methodists both, and eat up every bit of the chicken. My brother and I had to stand in the kitchen and watch them. And I remember one time they reached over and took the last piece of chicken in the house and said, he got the last piece of chicken, and you could hear it all over the dining room. We stand in the kitchen, looked through that dumb window. Got up and come in the kitchen and tended to both of us for standing there looking, but Alfred said, well, he did get the last piece of chicken. Of course, the little outhouse, our private bath, was about 100 yards from our house, down the hill in the pasture there. And so that was just a toilet, honey. And so during the night, either Brother DeZell or Brother Sullivan, one, had to go to the bathroom. It was an emergency. So they got up and went down there, and Bishop DeZell didn't know where it was, so Dr. Brother Sutherland had to carry him down there to show him where the outhouse was. It was one of these three-hole deals, you know, three holes where you could sit. Yeah, it was three holes. Oh, we were uptown. And of course, there's never anybody in there by, except when there's just one person. Everybody else was ashamed to go if anybody else was in there. So they got up about 2 o'clock in the morning, and the dew was on the ground, and they went barefooted. They were sleeping in night shirts. They didn't have pajamas in that day and time. And so, boy, it was cold. And they went tiptoeing down there to that outhouse. One of them had to go in a hurry. And when they started back up to the house, Papa had two or three bird dogs that were not in the kennel. And they bayed them and wouldn't let them come in the yard. Well, we at first didn't know what it was. We just thought the dogs were barking, you know. And there they stood out there barefooted, about to freeze to death. We like to got rid of two Methodist preachers, I'll tell you right there. And finally, Brother Sutherland got up nerve enough to holler, Doctor! Doctor! And wake Papa up, and Papa went out on the back porch, and he said, there they stood out there in the moonlight, cold as a dick. Both of them had on long white nightshirts, about to freeze to death. So he got the dogs off, and they got in and dried their feet and went back to bed. So I'll never forget that as long as I live.